Next up, we've got Grumpy Mike.
When you're tired, weary, or dim, I light myself up so you let me in. And when you're so lonely that anyone will do, color me there just to spend time with you. And when you don't wanna see me anymore, I'm invisible, just like before. I'm whatever you want me to be. I'm canvas, baby. Paint on me the thing that drives me back to you.
So that part that goes, I'm canvas, baby, pause, pause, paint on me, was a little awkward, which is weird because he does that same sort of thing with the part that goes, your brush, your touch, and that works fine there. It's just that some of it, I maybe it was the delivery or something, but some of it worked better than at other points in the song. Otherwise, this song does a good job of hitting the target it was aiming for, which is sort of a blues rock mood piece. It's good, but not the best we've heard from Grumpy Mike, I don't think. It was a little plodding, but it was good.
I like the samples from Patricia Edwards. I thought they sounded really soulful, and they're the type of vocal hook that I imagined folks would be incorporating into their songs. I also really liked how the samples are a little bit layered, and I think they're a little bit panned. I listened to the source material where he got it from, so he came up with his own rhythm and layering for the samples, which I appreciated. It's interesting that Grumpy Mike used the same Color Me In idea in his song that Frankie Bigface did, but here it's a lot more explicit. You know, it's about the singer desperately wanting to please the other person and will do anything to reach that goal, including some not very pleasant things. I like the use of colors, like blue being about being blue, obviously, and red for desire, and purple about being abused. And I think this is a really, really solid use of the title. Musically, I think Mike's voice sounds great all over the song, and I really do like the slow blues feel of it. I think, though, he may have missed an opportunity for a bluesy solo, which might have helped break it up a little bit and maybe just made it a little bit less plodding.